This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. We got a lot of new data today from the U.S. government. We're going to start with inflation, basically how much things like food and gas actually cost. Well, numbers out today say inflation is creeping up, but don't be alarmed. Inflation is still below the Federal Reserve's target of 2% a year. The Fed is meeting now, and inflation is at the top of its agenda. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
By buying securities, the Fed has shoved $3 trillion into the U.S. banking system. One might expect that to cause inflation, right? That's what we're taught in econ class. But here's the thing.
This is $3 trillion that never left the building.
Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management. So the Fed handed over all this money to the banks, hoping they would lend it out. But the banks aren't doing much with it.
Most of it hasn't even touched the economy. They're being held as excess reserves at the Federal Reserve.
Excess reserves are sort of like savings accounts for banks at the Fed. Matthew Slaughter is with Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business. So why are banks holding on to the money?
It is a combination of some banks are still reluctant to make more loans, and some of it is the businesses and families that used to come to the banks for more loans at those times, they're not coming to demand the loan.
People aren't confident the economy will pick up quickly. But that's today. What about tomorrow? What happens if the banks decide to start lending all that money they have lying around?
The big challenge will be to reduce this mountain of bank reserves at just the right pace, given what the economy is doing.
Alan Blinder is a Princeton economist. He says if those reserves finally do flood the economy, the Fed will have to take money out of circulation.
So the Fed is going to have to make judgment calls about where it wants to take its chances.
If it reduces the money supply too fast, it might stunt the economy. If it goes too slow, it could let inflation sweep in.
And that's going to be a really critical set of choices for the Fed.
But not today. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.